Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
There are times where I get to catch your song and I'm like, yeah, sorry I had to. Now this one hurt for me because this is a favorite. It's an absolute fave. That's Bishop Clarence McLaydon with Harvest Fire. And There Is a Fountain is the title of that song. Told you that Kia Moloto Modise or Modise Moloto. She can correct me on that. Oh, which one comes first? Good afternoon, Kia, and welcome. Hi, Kia.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for having me again. Hello.
No, you're in.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here again. Am I still allowed to say happy 2025?
Of course, it's still January. Even in Feb, you know, the first 2 weeks, you're still allowed.
Okay. No, then blessings and a happy new year, and may God perform wonders in all our lives this season.
Amen. No, definitely. Now, Kia, you know, we always know you for the conferences that you get to have, should I call, or the awards. That's the last one that I was part of, actually. But I hear that there is something absolutely different now. You know, we know you as one who hosts networking events, like I said, for businesswomen. Now, a prayer meeting. Why have you themed this gathering First Let's Pray Gathering?
Because it's a new season, because we all have plans and goals. We want to achieve better than we achieved last year. Maybe we are starting something new. Maybe you want something different for your business, for your career, for your education, for your family. And you've written all those things down. You have dreamt them. You've got your vision board happening. But first, let's pray. First, let's pray.
Because we can wish for all these things, yeah, we can write them all down, but if we're not going to pray about them, what's the point?
And I think the Bible says that if we do it on our own and we don't involve God, it's really like building a house on a sand, you know, with no foundation. God must be the foundation. So prayer is very important in my life. Prayer has done wonders, unbelievable wonders for me in my life. And I thought, why not connect with women and share what I know about prayer, what prayer can do. Why don't we hold hands and pray together? Because the Bible also says that when two or three meet in my name, there I am in their midst. You know, and what we agree on here on earth, my Father who is in heaven will bring it to pass. So why not create this gathering, an opportunity for women like you and I to come together and sit at the Lord's feet and present our cases to Him and pray and worship and praise Him for who He is before we go full force in the year.
I love that. Let's go present our cases to Him. Lord, this is what I desire, like you're saying. I want to write all these visions that I have. And I'm just one of those people who's just got so much I want to achieve in 2025. But first, let's pray. Let's submit it to the Father. Because for all you know, Father God is going to be like, I don't want to go. You want you to go this route. But if you don't pray, you'll find yourself going that route because you think it's the best for you.
That's for sure. That's so true. And spending time with God. And I like the fact that we are literally going to put some time aside to sit at His feet. Amen. Where there will be just whether you're sitting in a corner in the room or outside in the garden, there'll be specific time where we will literally sit at His feet and hear from Him, open our hearts and our minds to Him. There is nothing as painful as doing what God has not given you permission to do. Because it will not succeed. It will affect you emotionally and mentally and financially at times and relationally at times. And when we spend time with him and we hear him.
Yeah.
And sometimes, mind you, we may hear wrong, but at least exactly. we've made space. Exactly. We've made room to say, Papa, this is what I would like to do. Is this right or wrong? You know?
Yeah.
So from my own experience, let's start with God first.
Wow. I love to hear this. So now, Kia, tell me, who should attend and what should they expect?
Sure. Any woman that wakes up to go to work, whether you are the CEO of a big corporate or you are a receptionist at a small company, or you work on your own at home, you've got an office or you've got your desk where you work from, or a hair salon, or you are a nail technician, a makeup artist, whether you're a plumber or in construction, whether you're the tea lady or you bake scones and sell them on the side of the road, this prayer gathering is for you.
It's a space for everyone.
From whichever church you come from, it's a space for everybody. I've been passionate about, I've been talking to God a lot for the past year or so about making room for him in my life, you know. Yeah. How do I make bigger room for him in my life? But I know that with the Christian Women Business Network, it's a big room for everybody. There is no discrimination. We are sisters in Christ. We have the same hope and faith in our Lord, our Daddy, and we really do not keep anybody out. It's only numbers and the space that we have that's going to say, oh no, we can't carry more than 100 people. So, you know, but everybody is welcome.
Wow. So there might be number limitations right there.
There might be number limitations. That breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. There might be number limitations. We, I did not. I'm surprised at the response. I don't know what I was thinking, but I'm surprised at the response. I thought, yeah, it looks like we're already fully booked. If not fully booked, we have a few seats left. It is not a, we are not selling tickets for women to join us on the day, but registration is compulsory. If your name is not on the list, you are not able to enter the venue where we will be at, which is at the Courtyard Hotel in Midrand.
Okay.
We are encouraging everybody to arrive between 2 o'clock and 2:45, so that at 3 o'clock, promptly at 3 o'clock, we start, because we are wanting to take advantage of the number and the hour 3 in the Bible. So we want to 3 o'clock we start, and we've already made an appointment with God to say at 3 o'clock we'll be on our knees, Father, we'll be in the room with you. So we don't want to start later than that. And you also asked me, what can women expect? Expect a time of praise and expect a time of worship. Expect a time of praying, you praying for yourself, a time of others praying with you and praying for you, and a quiet time where you will have an opportunity in the spirit and in the realm that we will be in to speak to God one-on-one, to sit at his feet and have a conversation with him. I often think back of the scripture in the Bible where Jesus was in the house with Mary and Martha. And Jesus said to Martha, Martha, you are concerned about many things, but Mary has chosen the one thing necessary, and no one will take that portion away from her. And we are creating a space for the one thing necessary. And I also ask, maybe Mary was confident to call on Jesus when Lazarus was not well because of the time that she spent, the intimate time that she spent with Jesus, that she came to know his character more than you and I know his character, because we have not sat at his feet and looked up into his eyes and listened to every word and learned his thinking speaking, his character, his capacity. So Mary spent that time with him, and maybe that's why she had the confidence to say, my brother is not well, it looks like he is passing, come here and help. So in that moment, we are saying that women must be ready to open their minds, their hearts, their ears, and just be in the space to listen and hear from God.
Shock. Yeah, this is really, really powerful, I must say. Now tell me, how does one join or attend? Because I do understand that the numbers are really high, and you said you've got just a few more seats left. How does a listener make sure they make that cut?
The listener, family of Pulpit, can go to my WhatsApp 082-970-6035 and drop us a message. We will give them a link. But also in our catalog, the link is there. We are also on Facebook as Christian Women Business Network. The link to register is there under events.
Okay.
Also on Instagram, Christian Women Business Network. The link is there to register in our profile. You can go to our website, ChristianWomenBusinessNetwork.com.
Okay.
And you will find a link to join us.
Oh, man, Kia, that's straightforward, I must say. Thank you so much for coming through, and thanks for always just being, I don't say a voice of reason, but also one who sees the gap and the need and is able to say, Lord, I will go first.
Yeah, you know, we have to be obedient to the Most High, and He put this in my heart and on my mind last year, I think about October, and I was questioning. I had so many questions. Me, a prayer meeting. I don't do that. What do you mean I must host a prayer meeting, you know? And I've gone through the journey of having a conversation with Him and praying with Him and just coming to the point of, Kia, just be obedient and do as He says. So it's just a matter of obedience and trusting in the Lord.
Kia,
and wanting to serve Him at any opportunity.
And I think that's what matters most. I just want to do it for You, Lord.
Amen.
Kia, thank you so, so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If God willing, I shall see you on Sunday.
I'm going to be looking for you. I need you.
We'll talk. We'll talk.
I need to see you.
We'll talk. Yeah, have a great one then. Thank you so much.
All the best. Blessings. Wonderful. All the best. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.